want you to tell me what you think. Some people say that this particular song, American Woman, by the Guess Who, was about war. What do you think? Based on what you're hearing, anything about war in there? Some people say that the song had long been misinterpreted and said that it really was about war and they were singing against war. What do you think? All right. Biological warfare. 2,500 years ago, at least that far back, at least. I wouldn't be surprised if we went back further than that. Bioterrorism. Any concerns for today? Well, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, defined bioterrorism as the intentional release of viruses, bacteria, or other germs that can sicken or kill people, livestock, or crops. People or livestock or crops. And here's the thing, this is important, it is an intentional release of viruses, bacteria, or other germs. How likely is a bioterrorism attack today? And I'd like to add to that question. If a bioterrorist attack were to occur, let's nail it down, let's say in America. If a bioterrorist attack were to occur in America, should we be absolutely, could we be absolutely certain that someone other than Americans would have had anything to do with that release of those bioterrorist, of those viruses or bacteria or other germs that could sicken or kill people, livestock, or crops? Or is there a possibility that if something like that were to occur in America, that someone American may have had something to do with it, whether directly or indirectly? How about if it were to occur in Nigeria or Botswana or France or England, anywhere in the world? Could we be absolutely certain that if a bioterrorist incident, not coincident, incident, occurred in any given nation, any given island, could we be absolutely certain that none of the citizens, especially leaders of any of those populations, would have had anything to do with that release of those viruses or bacteria or other germs? Well, how likely is a bioterrorism attack today? It can be achieved in a number of ways. Bioterrorist attacks coming by way of aerosol sprays. As a matter of fact, remember the two ladies? I think there were two ladies, maybe as many as four, who were arrested after having used an aerosol spray to accost the leader of the foreign national several months ago. They can be in explosive devices. Bioterroristic stuff can be released through food or water. It can be absorbed or injected into the skin. Because some pathogens are less robust than others, the type of pathogen used would define how it can be deployed. Using weapons, as those that I mentioned before, as you can imagine, hold a pretty strong appeal to terrorists. Again, aerosol sprays, food, water, Who doesn't consume food and water? It can be absorbed or injected into the skin, and of course, explosive devices. But listen, you're using any of these means, you're talking about something that has the potential to cause great harm, but at the same time are fairly cheap to produce when compared with missiles or other more high-tech equipment. They can be detonated, and due to the long time that it takes for them to spread and take effect, there's plenty of time for the perpetrator to escape undetected. Biological weapons can be difficult to control. They can be difficult to predict in a battlefield situation, since there's a substantial risk that troops on both sides will be affected. Remember one of the stories that we were told during Desert Storm was that the wind would be a tremendous factor in determining how lethal or effective, maybe not necessarily lethal, but definitely how effective the chemicals that the Iraqis would be using would be against our American soldiers. And that's one of the reasons that people were able to determine that it really wasn't the Iraqis who used those chemicals. There wasn't enough wind, they determined, to carry those chemicals far enough from the Iraqi battle lines to where our American soldiers were to cause a problem. There's no way the wind was strong enough to carry those chemicals that distance. And remember this, we also saw Iraqi soldiers, and we heard about it, Iraqi soldiers throwing down their weapons, putting up their hands, walking away from their battle line to the American soldiers in surrender. Which means they would have been walking in the path that reportedly the chemicals were being sprayed or had been sprayed. No residue whatsoever, huh? No lingering residue whatsoever. Again, difficult to control, difficult to predict. If a terrorist, though, is interested in attacking a distant target as a lone operant, bioterrorism carries much less risk to the person. When we come back, let's take a look some more at anthrax. We've been hearing, I mentioned during the Bush days, but we've been hearing more about that recently. Anthrax, biological warfare, bioterrorism. Be right back.